and you are listening to the Texas Standard. So let's stay on this path just a little longer. You may have received the form already. Under penalty of law, you're not supposed to skip participating in the U.S. Census count. And a lot rides on it, not just money, but social resources and the very political future of Texas. But the reality is there are a few other pressing issues we're confronting right now. So the April 1st deadline for the census has been pushed back. Even so, people like Katie Martin Lightfoot remain concerned. She is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, and she coordinates the Texas Counts campaign. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
How do you see this current lockdown affecting the census? I assume it will.
Yes, it is already having an effect on the census. So one, when we think about the operations from the Census Bureau in terms of their outreach efforts in communities, those have been delayed just because Census Bureau staffers are no longer doing in-person work. But also when we think about folks who have been engaging in get-out-the-count efforts in their communities, trying to meet folks where they're at, unfortunately, we're not able to do that either. And so a lot of people who are involved in these get-out-the-count strategies are having to kind of go back to the drawing board and starting to pivot their strategies, thinking about how they can meet with community members in a digital space or maybe through phone calls or phone banks, texts, things like that. And when it comes to outreach, for example, up in Dallas at the North Texas Food Bank, they've partnered with United Way, and on those meals that are going out to families, they're putting the sticker on them with a code that will link families directly to the census.
Many households in Texas, they don't have computers or they don't have internet access, especially in parts of rural Texas. They can't fill out a form online and that kind of thing. And quite often, they sort of expect a knock on the door from a census worker. With social distancing, are those visits going to happen, or do you know what the status is?
So the paper copies of the questionnaire are still on schedule to be going out about mid-April. And then the door knockers were supposed to start coming out in May. So as I said, the Census Bureau has put their field operations on hold, and they're continuing to kind of monitor their situation to see what the best way is to, one, keep folks safe, but also making sure that we're getting people counted.
Help me with something, because I have heard that something like 2 million kids were not counted in the last census. Why is that? And has anything been done to address that particular aspect of the census?
Yes, children 0 to 4 are one of the highest groups that is undercounted on the census form, meaning a parent or guardian might count their second grader and fifth grader, but when they think about their toddler or their newborn baby, they actually don't count them.
Oh, wow.
When they're counted at 2, their entire childhood is going to happen before the next census when they're 12 years old. And so, again, really important to make sure that they get counted.
You know, I will confess I've received a little flyer in the mail that said, your census is coming. But amid everything else that's going on, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around making that a priority, right? How do you sell the importance of the census to people who are already sort of overwhelmed by all that's going on?
So that is a very true statement. And I mean, just when I think about personally everything going on in my life, when it comes to filling out a 9-question form that might be moved towards the bottom of my to-do list, but the importance of the census and the implications that could happen if we don't fill it out. In Texas, if we are undercounted by 1%, a conservative estimate is that we will lose $300 million per year for the next 10 years.
Did you say a 1% undercount is roughly equal to around $300 million?
Per year. If we get an accurate count in Texas, we could gain 2 to 3 new seats in Congress or Electoral College. Number could change as well, but it also informs redistricting. And so, again, really important to make sure that we have that information so we get accurate representation in our state.
It's a hard job to do during a lockdown, but Katie Martin Lightfoot is among those trying to get out the word that it's important to finish that census. She's with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, and she's coordinating the Texas Counts campaign. Ms. Martin Lightfoot, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.